This is the first page of Digital Ground, Architecture, Pervasive Computing and Environmental Knowing by Malcolm McCulloch, read by Adrian Short. Who could want computers everywhere? The saturation of the world with sensors and microchips should be a major story and an active concern for all designers. Yet, for several reasons, it is not. Ever since the boom and bust of the internet, many people feel that they have heard enough about computers. Since the events of 9/11, people fear that new roles for information technology are mostly about surveillance. Even without its political ramifications, the accumulation of smart devices in our lives increasingly seems misguided. Who wants more gadgets to own and manage, even ones that do not watch us? Who programs all this apparatus? And who among us can accept just how things have been programmed? Do smart machines generally force humans into stupid activities? These and other forms of information pollution have generally taken the shine off information technology. Meanwhile, the techno-futurist imagination seems to have abandoned computing for biology. This is the century of the gene. To turn our backs on computing would be foolish, however. To neglect further prospects in ambient, saturating, information technology will not make them go away. We would be wiser to accept them as a design challenge, to emphasise their more wholesome prospects, which are less likely to develop by default, and to connect them with what we value about the built world. This is fundamentally a matter of embodiment. Digital networks are no longer separate from architecture. Unlike cyberspace, which was conceived as a tabula rasa, pervasive computing has to be inscribed into the social and environmental complexity of the existing physical environment. Situated technology may help us manage the protocols, flows, ecologies, and systems that form the basis of valued places, or it may add a layer of distrust, information glut, and experiential uniformity to them. Unless this new field is to belong solely to technocrats or tyrants, it demands richer cultural foundations. Here, in the early 2000s, this design challenge appears to be in play. Interface design has become interaction design, and interaction design has come into alliance with architecture.